This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Not long ago, a newly minted movie studio chairman flew to Tokyo for his first meeting with the owners of his company. It was one of those corporate kabuki performances, a highly orchestrated and utterly meaningless display of PowerPoint pageantry that unwieldy behemoths prefer to actually talking and deciding things. There was a tea ceremony, apparently, and some stiff toasts, and the studio head made a suitably vague and eye-wateringly boring presentation, as is traditional, and was greeted, as is traditional, by silent nodding heads. But at some point during the meeting, someone on the Japanese side made a tactical error. He asked the new studio chief what his plan was for the upcoming fiscal year, and then the studio chief compounded the blunder by telling him. "We'll make about 14 movies this year, I'm thinking," he said. "Six of them will do okay, maybe break even. Two or three will do a bit better and have franchise possibilities. Two will be solid hits. One will be a monster hit. And at least three will be total losses, total bombs." Silence in the Cherrywood paneled boardroom. The worst kind of social embarrassment, Japanese social embarrassment, tensed up the atmosphere. And then one of them coughed timidly and said, "Tell me, please, Studio Chief San," I think he said, "why do you insist on making the bombs?" Now, deep down, I think every business is really a version of the entertainment business. This is partially because I only know about the entertainment business, and when you only have a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Now, the recent news from the financial markets has seemed pretty familiar. It's hard to hear phrases like huge losses, cash hemorrhage, colossal mismanagement, alongside enormous pay packages, whopping year-end bonuses, and platinum parachutes, and not think, hey, rewarding failure. That's just like in show business. Now, it's been interesting and a little alarming to read the accounts of big bank failures, hedge funds collapsing, and plummeting financial shares for the past week or so, because almost every chief executive of the recently failed financial institutions has also said, hey, it's not our fault. We thought we had a sure thing. No one expected this to happen. Which is pretty much word for word what the producers of every big movie flop of the past 20 years have said. Something like, don't blame me. We mitigated the risk by hiring an expensive director and a huge movie star. No one could have predicted that all of that high-priced talent would produce such a turkey. Now, it should worry everyone, it certainly worries me, that the people who keep the world's financial pistons oiled and pumping are about as smart, or maybe just a touch slower, frankly, than the average dude who runs the average studio. Now, no one will ever know, of course, how to tell which project is going to be a hit or which one's going to be a flop. There's no way to reverse engineer a successful movie or TV show, just as there was no way, we now know, in the subprime housing bubble to engineer out, with complex derivatives and debt swaps and insurance instruments, the uncertainty and risk in the marketplace. But that was a truth that the studio chief's paymasters in Tokyo didn't really want to hear. He was replaced the next year by a much smoother and more diplomatic fellow who, when asked for his plan for the fiscal year, replied cheerily that he was going to release a slate of films absolutely guaranteed to succeed. There was applause in the Cherrywood paneled boardroom. I'm sure the new studio chief made a deep and respectful bow. He raised a glass and a toast, and then he caught the company jet back to L.A., where he presided over a slate of 14 movies, six of which did okay, two or three of which did a little bit better and had franchise possibilities, two of which performed solidly, one of which was a monster hit, and three of which were total losses, outright bombs. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will take our meds. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.